Well, congratulations, you had a year, and well, you got to the grand final, which is probably spectacular than the night, and the little things went back.
Yeah, it was probably little set things that were a problem today there, just ball in hand. They were pretty strong up in their scrummaging, which set their platform. That was their real attribute for today.
But overall, should be proud of the team. Came from third to get the job done. Did winning the Moree just take a little bit more out of you, especially when you saw someone like Simon just absolutely guts it to play today? But yeah, with the same crew again, but it's such a pleasure of a competition to try and give them the top two, let alone win it, because last year was 12 or 15 games, but this year you had home and away.
No, we relish any games that we can play. For sure, it was a solid hit out against Moree, which we knew that they always are. They probably took a little bit out of us. They've been a bloody hard side all year. But at the end of the day, you know, we still muster together. We're a bloody small town, but we're at second round. We came in, we're at sixth. We ended up managing to scratch ourselves up to second. And that's a feat for us in its own right, because it shows that we can sort of keep building, even though when the you know, we haven't probably got the points there to show us.
Great to see once again Walker turns up in their droves. So incredible to see a vet arrive. You think it's like it's Gloucester or something, the amount of red and white shirts out there.
Yeah, no, exactly. If you're ever going to rob a motorbike, it would have been today at home. So we've got to thank our supporters massively for the efforts they make, because without them, it's a pretty ordinary sort of comp, but our supporters are second to none. So we're thankful for everyone that shows up and supports us throughout the whole year. Our wives, our coaches, our friends, you know, and then most of all each other. So, yeah.
Thank you for your time, and we wish you all the best moving forward.
All the best. Thanks very much for that.
As last year, this was hard to take right in the guts by a point, but Pirates were good today. You know, the scrum and the set piece was outstanding, and they took full advantage of that. You know, you can be proud of the absolutely huge effort. You finished third this year, and the interesting thing about this tournament compared to last year, you played a full home and away.
Yeah, too right. And that's the breakdown that, well, the scrum, that Pirates had their domination over us, and yeah, going backwards, and they put us under a bit of pressure, and we'd make mistakes, and they were going from breakdown to breakdown, which what we were trying to avoid on a hot day like today. We were trying to keep the ball in play. Where they got us, the boys, yeah, we put in the whole game. Probably the difference between this year and last year, we were able to capitalise on the opportunities, whereas this year the ball went to ground and the passes missed their mark, so that was probably the big... We needed to finish a few of our opportunities. You only get a couple of opportunities against these good sides in grand finals and semi-finals, so you got to make the most of them. We had a couple in the first half and a couple in the second half, and they were opportunities. We just needed to finish, if you know what I mean.
I think the home and away, an extra 5 or 6 games, was that good for the club overall, and also playing against Moree in the Heat last week, did that take a bit out of the boys or not really?
The Heat probably wasn't the factor. It was probably the couple of injuries we pulled out of there, which probably was the biggest thing, but generally it was pretty good. I enjoyed the home and away series. It's the funny thing about with Pirates was we won there, down here, and they won at home, so it was, both away wins, so yeah.
You picked up the coach of the year with your mates here at Bocker. What are your thoughts overall? What do we need to do in the game moving forward? More coaching emphasis on you, more effort from New Spurs Rugby, as well as you getting out to your blokes and giving you a bit of a breather every couple of weeks, where he takes a session and you go and sit out of the cold or in the bar or whatever, because that's one of the things as well, is we can have great players, but we need fantastic coaches to be able to have this high standard of rugby, and blokes like you need to be looked after.
Kath and Walsh are both up there, and Kath contacted us and said, like, if we need, they're more than willing to come along. You're right, but the grassroots rugby, I think, we're having our presentations in a week or so's time. And to get a good speaker to come to your dinner is more or less bloody hard. They need to get these blokes out into the bush. The other thing I would say on that is, when I was a young bloke, I was picked in a side and we had a game on the Sydney Cricket Ground. I got two blokes that played country football this year. One played in bloody Toowoomba and the other played in the back of Sydney. They need to get these out to a Super 15s game as a lead-up game to them, to promote these blokes and say, well, this is what can happen to you if you keep following through.
Well, best performance, congratulations on the season. Wish you all the best moving forward. You just got to keep turning up on the day and you'll get another chance, and we wish you all the best.